In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. The scripture reading is from John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19, the English Standard Version. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sins are put away.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We begin the teaching by remembering John chapter 12, verse 16, which we just read. His disciples did not understand these things at first. When Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As indicated many times in the Gospels, during the time of his earthly ministry, the disciples of Jesus did not understand the meaning, power, application, and fulfillments of Jesus' teachings and deeds. In this instance of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, the praises of the crowds, Jesus riding on a young donkey, the fulfillment of the prophecy from Zechariah chapter 9, the disciples did not understand the significance of these until after Jesus' death and resurrection. The crowds understood Jesus was special, different, and even powerful. They were impressed that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. But the crowds did not understand that to save the people of Israel and to save all people, Jesus would have to be humiliated, betrayed, denied, rejected, suffer, die, and rise again. The crowds wanted Jesus to be a king and savior in the way they wanted and in the way they understood.
But at his trial before Pilate, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Then Pilate said to Jesus, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to Jesus, "What is truth?" Pilate was surprised Jesus was rejected by his own people. Pilate recognized that if Jesus was after an earthly kingdom of power, Jesus would be a threat to the Roman rulers. But Jesus was not a threat to any human kingdom. Jesus called people to God's eternal kingdom, which is not of human making, but is of God's making. No less today, our human minds alone cannot understand God's kingdom and Jesus' kingship without God's word and spirit. So often we might expect God to work through powers and wealth and wisdom that humans expect and that humans look to every day. People look to fullness in this earthly life as the ultimate good. God does care about our conditions in this life, and we bring our daily concerns to him in Jesus' name. But God also wants us to be in fellowship with him, not only in this life, but forever. Our lives are now disrupted from the normal ways we used to live before the coronavirus pandemic. We are tempted to think God is no longer in control, or that he only wants to punish, or that he has abandoned us. But this is a wrong understanding about God's work in our lives and in the world. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" Jesus calls us to trust his sacrificial death and his victorious resurrection. We humans usually think in terms of kingdoms that are powerful in this life only. Jesus calls us to trust him through the good and bad of this life, to look to life in his eternal kingdom. As we trust in Jesus and we look forward to eternal life, we also are called to love and take care of our neighbors in this life. We want to try to help people in their situations today. But at the same time, Jesus calls us to know and believe the conditions of this world are not the end. Jesus is watching over us, not only through the troubles of today and tomorrow, but he is carrying us through all things into his eternal kingdom. Please pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, give me faith and understanding of your kingdom. Help me to firmly believe that you hold all things in your hands. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We say our prayers. Gracious Lord, keep your scattered church in your mercy that she may endure the assaults of the evil one and remain faithful for the sake of those numbered within your kingdom and those who have not yet heard the gospel and been brought to faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, by your Spirit you have gathered us as your church, and promise that wherever two or three are together in your name, there you are in our midst. Do not allow stress or disaster to distract us from the particular vocations and responsibilities into which you have called us to serve in the church, home, and community. Grant to us every gift and blessing needful that we may honor our calling and serve you to the best of our ability. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty Lord, you have established the political kingdoms of this life and hold accountable all those who govern in this and every place. Guide our president, the members of Congress, the governor of the state, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws, that they would serve nobly and wisely, pursuing the path of justice and protecting the citizens entrusted to them. Give them the wisdom and strength needed to bring our world out of crisis and back to stability. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you give aid and comfort through people in our daily lives who serve us. We ask you to give these people and their families comfort, protection, your mercy, and peace. We bring before you all firefighters, emergency and medical workers, law enforcement, state and local government officials, health department workers, National Guard, and members of reserve armed forces now called upon to assist the nation. We bring before you workers in food production, food and pharmacy distribution, utility workers, and all other essential workers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, your grace is sufficient for all our needs, and you have promised to be the strength of the weary, the hope of those who fear, the healing of the ill, the fullness of those disabled, and the peace of all who are distressed. Hear us on behalf of our nation and the world suffering pandemic and isolation. We pray especially for Margaret, Norma, Lillian, Carolyn, Charlotte, Sandy, Diane, Henry, Lincoln, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Bryston, Kathy, Carlin, Mark, Dan, Kathy, Shirley, David, Zach, James, the daughter of Julie, Pastor Shawi, and Pastor Berlin, and all whom we name in our hearts, that they may be well supplied by your grace in every time of trouble. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, you give food to the hungry and provide for all our needs in this mortal life. Grant to us a grateful heart and knowledge to use wisely and well all that you have entrusted to our care. Bless those who work to make, prepare, deliver, or serve our daily bread, and give relief to those whose work has been halted. Give our families, communities, and nation protection, kindness toward one another, and deliverance from this time of distress. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.